From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the presidential candidates are jockeying for position ahead of five nominating contests. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump decided to skip a major conservative political conference outside Washington. Trump was scheduled to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference Saturday, but said on Twitter that he would not attend. Texas Senator Ted Cruz did attend the conference and appealed to conservative supporters.
Now, none of y'all have a degree from Trump University. Listen. The men and women here are a grassroots army.
The Republican National Committee's chairman, Rents Priebus, told the annual gathering at a Maryland suburb that whoever is the nominee will have the full support of the Republican Party. Some Republicans have been eager to derail the New York businessman that in the race that has now been reduced to four competitors, including Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio of Florida, and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Authorities in Yemen say at least 15 people were shot to death when militants burst into a retirement home in Aden. Sunita Kumar is a spokeswoman for the Sisters of Charity, who lost four nuns in the attack.
This news is really shocking. The details that I get is that it happened at 8:30 in the morning, local time, while the sisters were serving breakfast.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Turkey says that its tanks shelled Islamic State positions in northern Syria and not those of the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia, after the Kurdish group had said that it had been attacked. The YPG said in a statement that two Turkish tanks fired dozens of shells at its positions in the area of Afrin in northwest Syria. The United States had urged Ankara to hold its fire in the run-up to the partial ceasefire in Syria. Since then, there have been no reports of Turkey shelling the PYD, which Ankara accuses of being the Syrian branch of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. Allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015, despite the UN's zero-tolerance policy. From New York, VOA's Margaret Bashir has details.
A new report from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon released Friday says there were 99 such allegations last year compared to 80 in 2014. Atul Khare, Undersecretary General for Field Support, condemned such misconduct at a news conference on Friday.
That anyone serving under the UN flag should prey on the vulnerable is truly an abomination.
More than half the peacekeeper-related abuse allegations were made against just two UN missions, MINUSCA in the Central African Republic and MINUSCO in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Missions in Haiti, Liberia, Ivory Coast, and Mali also had a substantial number of allegations, while peacekeepers in Sudan's Darfur region, Abyei, and Cyprus were the subject of four cases. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The U.S. economy had a strong net gain of 242,000 jobs last month. Friday's Labor Department report says the unemployment rate held steady in February at an eight-year low of 4.9%. Speaking at the White House, President Obama said the economic data show the doomsday rhetoric coming from some political campaigns is fantasy.
Today, America's businesses are creating jobs at the fastest pace since the 1990s. America's workforce is growing at the fastest pace since the year 2000. It is showing the kind of strength and durability that makes America's economy right now the envy of the world, despite the enormous headwinds that it's receiving because of weaknesses in other parts of the world.
The data show that 7.8 million Americans are still unemployed. That's about 800,000 fewer than a year ago. The jobs report sent stock prices higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing up. European and Asian stocks were also higher Friday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.